Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Our friend Aronde Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And Aronde, of course, played for the Dolphins for some great seasons. And this past weekend, his son, Aronde Gadsden II, was drafted in the fifth round by the Los Angeles Chargers. And we have watched OG and little OG. You watched them play football, Crowder, more than I did. Although we met... It was just last season, I think, OG the second came out to Twin Peaks when we were doing a show out there, and yes. He was doing his thing at Syracuse.
I saw him at the East-West Shrine game. I gave him some great tips as an uncle, and now he's a San Diego Charger, or L.A. Charger, whatever.
L.A. Charger, yeah, L.A. Charger. So, Aronde, first of all, congratulations, because I watched the video of you guys. Take us through this. So, you're on video, you're sitting next to little OG, and I say that in air quotes, because he ain't little. You're
right.
Sitting next to OG the second, and his phone rings. And so I'm guessing you guys realize from the conversation that he's having that that's the moment. And so just take us through that for a second, like what you were experiencing, what he was experiencing. Like, I just want to live vicariously through you for that moment, because it had to be just something special.
Right. Let me first of all, thanks, man. Appreciate it. You know, it's been a journey. It's been a 21-year journey, that's for sure. But it was all worth it. But it's funny because we had been talking to the Vikings all week, and even Friday night, the Vikings had sent over tons of stuff, like warm-ups, hats, helmets, letters, all type of stuff, right? And we were cool with that. So Saturday, we were like, all right, let's get ourselves together because, you know, they got some early picks. His agent flew in from Green Bay, and we were all sitting there, and you know, they talking, you know, they're texting back and forth, and they're like, well, we're going to trade back, and when we trade back, we'll have a first pick in the fifth and the third in the fifth. And we'll get them then. So we, you know, I go get some more chicken gizzards because that's was the fear. and so we sit down and, you know, the fifth comes up and they call back and telling his agent they're going to trade back, but they're going to get him, you know, when they trade back. And so we like, cool. And so as he's texting with them, I'm sitting on the chair with Pat Sertan and a few other friends because DP would have been there, but his son, you know, had a party at the Hard Rock. So we were all split up, but Pat was there with me, and we were talking, you know, laughing about, you know, what had happened and talking about the Shador thing, obviously. And Aronde walks up with his phone. He's like, hey, Dad, I got the general manager of the Chargers on the phone. They said they're going to trade up to get me. I'm like, all right. But Trey, your agent on the phone with the Vikings, though.
Right. And like, so you've already leaves. You've kind of locked in your head that
it's the Vikings.
And you're on guard because of the Shedeur Sanders. You're on guard.
Right. And so he leaves and goes and tells his mom, and she in the other room, she just screaming. I'm like, yo, what's going on, bro? Like, you talking to the Vikings? What are you talking about? And he got one of those Shedeur Sanders calls, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got the fake call on his phone. Right. And so his agent then clicks over, talks to the people and says it's a go. And then we see him talking the same thing you see in the video. We don't hear it, obviously, until after. But and then, you know, you see on the TV, they're like, you know, the charge is on the clock. And then we all sit in front of the TV and get ready for the show. So it was surreal. You know, you see it all the time on TV, but to be a part of it and go through it yourself is kind of different. I don't even know if, you know, Channing could even talk to Fact because it was him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's your kid. It's a totally different feeling. You know what I mean? A totally different feeling knowing how much he worked and all the work he put in to it for it to, you know, to happen. But I can tell you one thing. I wouldn't put that weight on my worst enemy, man. That weight is brutal. The weight is brutal. You got a house full of people and a bunch of liquor and food cooked, and, like, you know, it's brutal. But, you know, it's worth it when it happens.
OG, that's what I wanted to ask you, man, because when we got drafted, like, the first through the fourth round was day one, and then it was, you know, five or seven day two. Now they spread it out so far, like, what did you do? Because Thursday night, Friday, and then OG got drafted Saturday. Like, how was that? Bro, it's 72 hours. Did you sleep?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy yourself? Yeah. Or what? Like, you're saying, the stress is crazy.
Nah, like, you know, like, Thursday, you know, like, all right, we know we're not going Thursday, right? But, you know, they say, well, Friday, maybe if somebody really just fell in love with you, you know, you could go late Thursday. And then you see, you know, some other players go, like, you see Arroyo, I think, maybe went the third round, you know, and so we're like, all right, we in that class. We, you know, we kind of figured Mason was going to go to the Jets because of the way, you know, it all configured out. And that was cool. You know what I mean? Like,
in this neighborhood.
Yeah, we in this neighborhood, but we like cool because, you know, hey, you know, it's kind of funny because we're like, good, Mason going in. And, you know, he got Justin Fields, but he got to pay that New York tax. We're like, cool, you're not going in. Then we end up going to L.A. It's the same tax. You know what I'm saying? So, but, Thursday, you know you're not going. But Friday, when you see the, you know, like, okay, all right, we in this area, you know, and then it didn't happen. You're like, all right, Saturday, you know, got to be because, you know, his agent said, all right, you know, don't do nothing Thursday, but Friday have a small group of family members around just in case. But Saturday, you can go ahead and have a party or do whatever you're going to do because there ain't no more after Saturday, right? There ain't no more draft after Saturday. You know, my vision was to do it on a boat, you know what I'm saying, get a nice, rent a boat at the dock and do it on the boat. I never seen anybody get the call on a boat. We on a, rent a yacht or whatever, right? Ran a yacht and do it, but he was like, what if you can't get the call? Well, you know, what if you missed the call? Like, you know what I'm saying? You need to be a landline. You need to all this. And so so we scrapped that and, you know, was at the house. But it was, you know, no sleep Friday night because you like, you know, it got to go. Like, you mean to tell me between 12 noon and 7 p.m. we can't, man, it's something, you know, and you know, his agent is there. And so, like, when he flew in Saturday and he, you know, walked into the house, he came in probably, got there about 12:30-ish. I'm like, look, man, when you walk in here, you're going into a bee's nest. There's a lot of ladies in there that not understanding what's going on. Like, why it's taking so long? You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm about there too. You know what I mean? By 1:30, I'm like,
you
so
much, Mr. Agent.
Yeah, I can only pretend. You better have some good answers besides we just waiting. Yeah, you gotta have some super squirrel answer that you wrote on the plane. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of cool. If you don't mind, He's right here with me. We're in the car, so if you want to talk to him, that's fine.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
This would be great.
Hold on for a second.
You're not Shador Sandering us, are you? Like, this is actually OG the second.
Hello.
OG, is this him?
Yeah.
So, I mean, from me and Crowder and Solana, congratulations. This is like, hey, I've got chills because I have a son, you know, who's 21 years old, and you know, I watch Aronde in the way that he talks about you, and Crowder obviously has been around you for a long time. But yeah, man, we are thrilled for you. I'm imagining you're still on cloud nine right now.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm just making sure, you know, I can get out there and, you know, get to learn everything.
Hey, Lil OG, I called you Lil OG at the East-West Shrine game. Do you like Lil OG, OG the second? Because your dad is famous, so we have to correlate it. What do you like being called?
Either one is fine. It really doesn't matter. Whichever one you want to call me. A lot of people call me a bunch of different ones.
Okay. Because I always go with Lil OG, but I believe that you could whoop your dad right now. Am I correct by that?
You might be.
So did you celebrate? Did you celebrate, OG? Like, how have you, you know, reacted since Saturday? And when will you be flying out to L.A.? And how excited are you to play in L.A.? I mean, you did Syracuse for college, which is the coldest of the cold. Yeah. So now you're going to a climate that you're probably a little more used to growing up down here. Mm-hmm. What have you done since Saturday, and when are you gonna be headed out there?
Well, we celebrated Saturday, and then, you know, Sunday and Monday, they just got to it. You know, they got to send me the iPad and give me on the playbook. I've been meeting with the coach every day, so I'm gonna fly out there on Sunday, and then, you know, Monday we're gonna start working.
Man, and have you catching passes from Justin Herbert, dude?
I was just going to ask him, Hawk, like, are you thinking about that, catching, you know, pass from Justin Herbert, you know, the tight end lineage of the Chargers? Because I used to get ate up by, I forget his name, the old tight end. He used to whoop my ass every damn day. But that offense is prolific now, and Harbaugh's there. Like, have you thought about what you're stepping into?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I've talked to some people that's played with Harbaugh that was at Michigan. So they've told me about how he likes to run his offense and how he likes to, you know, move people around, get them in the right spots and get them versus the right people in good matchups.
Yeah, I feel like you're heading into a great situation. I really do. And obviously, we're rooting for it. We're all about the Bolts now, right, Crowder? I mean, we're kind of all about the Bolts. Like, we've got to adopt them because
Bolt up. Bolt up.
Bolts up. I mean,
you know, nephew. I'm going to get me a nephew jersey. Y'all going to see me with a little OG jersey on this year.
Yeah, it's super cool. How was your dad when the announcement was made on TV? Because I saw the video where your dad's sitting next to you. Did your dad start to cry at all? Did he tear up?
Yeah, he did. But we had known, they had called me well before they had even traded for the pick. So we was just sitting there on the couch waiting for about 10 minutes before
that. And when you start, right? Like that, I mean, that has to be an out-of-body experience.
Yeah. I mean, it was just waiting on the call to get there. And then when it finally happened, that's when, you know, we got, everyone got emotional. We got to celebrate.
And Lil OG, did you sleep well Friday night, Saturday, you know, like, or Thursday night, Friday night? Did you sleep well? Because you know this is a life-changing experience, but you have to wait 24 hours, 48 hours. Like, how was that? How was the anticipation or the anxiety of not knowing where you're going?
Yeah, it was a longer wait just because of watching all the picks and watching all the people go before you, watching each and every one. It felt like, you know, the time just got longer and longer the more you watched it.
Well, listen, I know you want to be in shape for your new team and the beginning of your NFL career, but my suggestion, first thing when you arrive in L.A., you hit In-N-Out Burger and get yourself a double-double.
Well, I trained out there and I can't do it. No, I don't like it.
What? Oh my God! You're gonna have to figure out a way to like it. They're gonna run you right out of town. You got to figure it out.
I know. Anyone that I talked to from out there when I was training, you know, they talked so highly about it. But then when I went to go try it, it wasn't all that.
I'm telling you, you learn that menu, learn the In-N-Out menu as seriously as you learn the playbook. This is Uncle Hawk with some advice. Uncle CC's got his own advice. I'm telling you, learn that In-N-Out menu.
All right, I got it.
Yeah, just when you got a couple weeks off, just call Uncle Chan. I'll fly myself out, and we'll go.
Don't get in trouble your rookie season. OG, don't get in trouble your rookie season. Don't call Channing under any circumstances. At any time, at any moment.
We could explore LA together.
No, don't go exploring with CC. Do not do that. OG, congratulations, man. We're so excited to watch you in the NFL. And honestly, we were all just so thrilled for you when we heard your name and saw everything. So good luck with the Bolts.
Thank you.
Hey, let's talk to your dad for 1 second before we get out of here.
Yo.
Hey, I'm like, I swear, I almost want to tear up. Like,
I really got goosebumps when he got on the phone.
I do. I can't even imagine what that felt like for you Saturday. He told us that you cried.
Man, it was brutal.
I can't even imagine it.
Yeah, now you just think about, you know, all the hard work, all of, you know, we you know, going to the park and putting up the tent and the red cups and the coaching and the, you know, yelling and screaming and telling them this ain't gonna work and telling them, you know what I mean, all the things you remember saying, like, you know, this not what I'm reading off the internet. I know, I'm telling you this works, you know what I mean? He like, I'm gonna do my own thing, and then telling them, you know, you gotta, you know what to do, know where to be, and give 110%. He's like, I'm doing it, and then, you know, all the arguments and all the good plays and the bad plays. And you know, you even sitting there, like, you say to yourself, like, I mean, for me as a parent, for him is, you know, different as a player, but I'm like, yo, he's a 2-time first team All ACC, 2-time All American, and we wait until Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? This like the, you know, Mel Kiper say Channing going 20 and he goes 70 type deal. You know what I mean? It's a brutal, situation.
The other side of that, though, is I think he's in an incredible situation, and they traded up to get him. So obviously they wanted him.
That's a super side that, you know, because he said that in the little video, like, hey, coach, I'm ready to get to work. Send me the, and they sent it the next day. Like, it's on the porch the next day. You open the door to walk the dog, 7 a.m., the iPad there. Like, whoa, they weren't playing, and they've been on the video, you know, even on Zooms with them every day. And, you know, so I think it is. I mean, you know, you look up right away. They got Will Disley and, you know, what's the other guy name? Conklin from the Jets. Those are the two tight ends they got. And, you know, then yesterday they give out the numbers and he get 86. So, you know, it's all Yeah, so it's all pretty cool, you know what I mean? So I'm pretty sure he would like 19, but I think some Lance Allworth situation kind of messed it up.
OG, offer him a little money. Buy the number for him.
OG, it ain't but so much time when you wake up little OG and tell him walk the dog, he could tell you, you walk the dog.
Oh, I'm no, listen, you know, you as a parent, you're like, ooh, I got him off the books, but I'm on his books now, you know? he telling me walk the dog. I ain't getting up right now. You walk the dog, old man. I got to walk the dog, you know what I'm saying? I got to walk the dog. Hey, go to the store, get the dog food. Nah, you go to the store. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little, you know, it flipped that quick. Like, woo, he can do his own thing. You can pay this phone bill. You can pay this car insurance. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, you know,
well, congratulations.
He's telling me, you go out and wash the car. You go wash the car then. All right.
We love you. We love your son.
Yeah, man,
we can't wait.
I appreciate
we're gonna buy some Gadsden 86 jerseys for the Chargers.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. So.
Yeah.
So we know two things. July 31st, they play in the Hall of Fame Bowl, right?
Ooh.
The Hall of Fame game, and then their first game is in São Paulo, Brazil, September 5th or 9th or 7th or something.
I'm guessing we'll see a couple of videos of you at Carnival or somewhere.
Somewhere. Me and Michael Irvin, like, you know.
Little OG, call me in Brazil. I can come over there and show a little OG Brazil.
No,
like,
please tell OG.
We do play Miami at home, though. We play Miami at home.
Ooh. One, you have to give him, I know he's an adult now and he's in the working world. Aronde, you have to give your son one final lesson. Do not call Channing under any circumstances for anything. Don't hang out with Channing. Don't see Channing. It can only end in disaster.
No, he said when he met Channing at the Shrine Bowl that Channing gave him some few choice words that he took to heart, and that's what clinched him going in the fifth round.
Next off season.
So are you going to be spending a lot of time in LA, OG, you think?
Absolutely not. I can't sit in them spirit seats for 6 hours. Not a good look. So, you know, I'm going to catch one game at SoFi. But you know what it's good about is they play the NFC East, so they play Dallas at Dallas, they play Miami in Miami, they play Jacksonville in Jacksonville, they play Tennessee in Tennessee. All those games, I got it. I'm there.
Listen, the SoFi game. Ask your new boss to upgrade you off Spirit Airlines.
No, we trying to keep the price down for the taxes. We're trying to keep the money down for the tax. We're gonna have to get some Scran.
I love a little Scran. Aronde, we love you. Congratulations.
Yeah, man.
Glad,
thanks,
we got
man.
To
appreciate
spoke
it.
To your son. Got to speak to your son and congratulate him again for us.
Yeah, and by the way, the gorilla wins, man. The gorilla wins.
Well, we'll talk about that next week. We're so out of time, Crowder.
This was
all about OG
bye.
The second. We'll talk about it next week. But the gorilla wins by a mile.
OG's off my list because he's scary.
Yeah, there's no question. Plus, OG's got to get permission from his boss to be in that fight.
he's not getting permission.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.